This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And joining us live from Washington, D.C. this morning, 2nd District Congressman Cliff Bentz. Congressman, good morning.
Morning, Kyle. How are you today?
Doing good for Monday. And we noticed a few days ago your office put out a release regarding you and some other area representatives, I guess in Washington State and one in Idaho, demanding the White House Council on Environmental Quality grant access to a package of actions and commitments recently negotiated in the mediation concerning the Columbia River system operations. And while that's often really normally out of our main area here, we've seen similar things going on with the Klamath River dams, and you've talked a lot about this. Kind of unpack what your concerns are on what took place.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for the opportunity to address the issue. The issue involves, or the lawsuit that's involved, is focused on the four lower Snake River dams, which are on a reach of the Snake River just before it enters the Columbia River. Those dams provide power about 1,000 megawatts normally, but up to 3,300 megawatts if they're at full power generation capacity. That power, in part, goes down into the Roseburg area in a couple of different ways. So this conversation is actually relevant to folks listening in your area. The lawsuit basically was to challenge the operation of the river, and a number of environmental organizations filed the lawsuit back in 2021. Federal Judge Simon up in Portland put it on hold, entered a stay for a couple of years, so the, quote, parties, end quote, to the lawsuit could get together and try to settle their differences over the river. What was wrong with this, Kyle, is that the parties to the lawsuit are basically on the same side. The five government organizations, National Marine Fisheries and the Bureau of Reclamation and U.S. Fish and Wildlife and so forth are basically on the same side as the environmental groups that sued them. And so it's kind of ridiculous that they would say they needed 2 years to reach and negotiate when they're all on the same side of the issue. So it's no surprise that they've now come up with some sort of a plan, which they've kept secret because they've been in a dark room negotiating it over the past 2 years, that will ultimately, we understand, lead to a breaching of those four dams and higher utility rates for everybody that gets Bonneville power. There's the situation.
And there's been a lot of back and forth on this issue. And what is the status of the dams in the Klamath River area? Now, I believe one was scheduled to be taken down in the next year, right?
Actually, one is already taken down, and there are three remaining of the four that will be taken out. There's a substantial difference between those four dams in the Klamath and the four dams on the Snake. The four dams on the Klamath are privately held. They were privately held by Warren Buffett's group, and they were then offloaded into a shell corporation for the purpose of being removed. But they were privately held dams. The four on the Snake River are publicly held dams that were installed and owned by the public. So a huge difference. But to your question, what's going to happen to those dams on the Klamath? They're going to come out, and the issue and the focus of the discussion has now shifted. I oppose taking them out. We were not capable of stopping the Warren Buffett group from removing them, and that's where we are with those. And again, there's a huge difference between privately held operations and publicly held dams.
Now, as you look at the Columbia River situation, talk more about your concerns there down the road.
Well, the problem, of course, if those four dams were breached, or the sneaky way that the Council on Environmental Quality, the CEQ out of the White House, is approaching it, they know that to take the dams out requires an act of Congress. So what they're doing is they're going to enter into an agreement with Bureau of Reclamation and Corps of Engineers, the environmentalists, and these organizations controlled out of the White House. to basically reduce the pools behind the dams and just turn the dams into unseemly obstacles in the flow of water through the river. And what that means is no navigation. So the various barges that were bringing hundreds of thousands of tons of wheat out of the Northwest each year, down from Lewiston, Idaho, and all the way to the sea, no longer will be using that mode of transportation. And the power that those dams generate, which is firm power, and thus hugely valuable when it comes to balancing intermittent power, wind power and solar, which is intermittent, would be lost. And so the hope is that we can bring transparency to this, which for some reason, why in the world they want to hide whatever it is they're doing, I really couldn't tell you. But the rumors we hear are that the tribes are going to get money under the so-called Inflation Reduction Act to build large solar farms, and they would then sell the power to BPA. And all of your ratepayers, our ratepayers, my ratepayers, will end up paying more once these dams are gone, if indeed they are gone. We hope they are not.
And if that takes place, then is there a concern that we're not going to be able to generate enough power through these other sources?
Well, of course, the problem with removing 1,000 normal megawatts and 3,300 in a pinch megawatts, which those dams are capable of creating, is that electrical power, you need more and more of it. You don't need to replace it. You need to add to it. So the why we would be doing away with literally hundreds of millions of dollars of value of these utilities and then trying to replace it with more of our money under the Inflation Reduction, so-called, I can hardly say the Inflation Reduction Act is so ridiculous that it certainly didn't reduce inflation. The question is, why in the world would we want ratepayers to pay basically twice? It's ridiculous.
You know, in the spring of last year, I was over in the Dalles for part of a week, and on the way back, stopped and went through one of the dams. And I don't think I'd probably done that since I was a kid. And it was just kind of amazing just to look at those structures, to see how they're put together and what went into doing it, how much work went into them being built. It's almost hard to contemplate them being removed at some level.
It certainly is. And one of the things that was not taken into account on the Klamath side, people say, well, how much is it going to cost to take the dams out? What they ignore is the value of the dams themselves. And so let's assume those dams cost $500 million or $1 billion to put in. That's gone. That investment is over. That's through. And so the huge value of those four dams on the Snake River, of getting them into the water and getting them built and getting the transmission lines moving and all the stuff that you do to try to balance power, those costs are ridiculously high and in many cases are simply being ignored.
Now, you and Congressman Newhouse and others have sent this letter and made this demand. What kind of response have you heard, if any, so far?
Well, nothing. Crickets. Nothing.
And where do you go with it now?
Well, the Congress's job is to pass legislation that addresses these kinds of issues. And so I just was on the phone a few minutes ago with one of the subcommittee, one of the staff or one of the subcommittees I'm on in Judiciary, talking about how we can push forward with legislation on the so-called sue and settle approach that the agencies and environmental organizations use to try to circumvent the open and transparent process that should be used in huge issues like this. So we'll be pushing for that. We will be asking again for meetings with Brenda Mallory, the head of the CEQ, because I tell you, Kyle, this is being driven right out of the White House. This is a Biden administration effort, which we saw heavily involved in the Klamath Dam situation, and now we see it in the Snake River Dam situation. You have to ask, where will it stop? I mean, this is clean power. It is it's not adding to the CO2 issue that we hear so much about. And to be taking these dams out without the justifications that are necessary is ridiculous. But I keep digressing. Well, of course, we'll be focusing on how much money is being given to NMFS and National Marine Fisheries, because those budgets are on the table. And we'll be saying, hey, if you're going to be spending the money to do the wrong thing, guess you don't need it. And we'll be looking not only at the kind of legislation I just talked about, but also their budgets.
All right. Congressman Cliff Bentz out of time for now, joining us from Washington, D.C. Thanks for being on to talk with us.
Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate it.
8:41 at the Morning Report.